Blue bloods are indeed quite a rare breed. They almost seem to be touched by a strange form of insanity, treating everyone else as though they be bred as titbits to feed their vivacious carnality. Rules and regulations, well, they don't really apply. We to them are just minions, pawns to star in their games of joviality. Our country estates, they like pleasure domes, viceroys burn egos and vanities using choir boys as kindling to stoke a good fire of desire. The blue bloods. They are indeed a very strange breed. Enjoy the forthcoming poem. Thank you. Auntie Mimi was a blue-blooded Frenchie, born into the playground of La Méditerranée. She spent her formative years swapping saliva and syphilis with the Italian nobility. In her dotage, she passed the time slaughtering sobriety and annoying the hell out of the Fréjus society. A terrifying claret monster who could lie so innocently, even after administering a near-to-death libation lobotomy. Wherever she roamed, her amorality would cause such a sensational dichotomy. Auntie Mimi was a natural-born beauty, a debutante made for the bon vivant. Her liquid narcotic was the fuel that propelled her into the erotic, but it was also what caused this nymphomaniac to perch on the wrong side of the neurotic. She said, "When I be gone, I want to be buried in a silk black ball gown with a loaded derringer placed down the front of my nylon." Oh, Auntie Mimi. She was discovered warm and dead, but unfortunately, once again, in someone else's bed. Auntie Mimi, I can still scent your perfume on the jewelry box and all those love letters that I keep in my room.